Good morning. Here is today's preliminary free frost forecast for the citrus producing areas of the east central and the southeastern San Joaquin Valley. This forecast is being issued on this Tuesday morning, December the 29th at 10 a.m. I'm meteorologist Tim Creek in the Weather Center. With some areas of low clouds and fog, temperatures held in the upper 20s and lower 30s in the vast majority of the region, including areas 32.5 in Madera North, 29.5 in Madera Ranchos, East Clovis 29.5, 28 at Sanger, Nueva Valencia 29 degrees, 28.5 at Fowler, Orange Cove 29, 32.5 for Reedley, 29.5 for Arosa East and Stone Corral, 30 degrees for Ivanhoe, 32.5 at Lynn Cove, Exeter at 33.5, 30 degrees at West Lindsay, East Lindsay at 30 degrees, 35 degrees at Strathmore, 35 at East Porterville, 34 degrees at West Porterville, Terrabella 34.5, 35 at Ducor, 32 for McFarland Steel Ranch at 31, Sherwood at 32 degrees, 34 for Formoso, 39 for Rio Bravo, Arvin 39, Maricopa East at 38 degrees. Now, we do have some areas of low clouds over or cloud cover over Fresno County and portions of the western Tulare County, while the southeast sections of Tulare County and also Kern County are showing mostly clear skies with areas of fog at the surface. Sunshine is expected for the day today, and with this sunshine, our high temperatures will top out right around 50 degrees in most locations. Dew point temperatures presently are running in the 30s, the mid and upper 30s in most locations, even a few areas around 40 degrees. But again, we are going to see sunshine today, highs near 50 degrees. Overnight tonight, there still is going to be some patchy areas of fog. I doubt that the warmer areas of last night are going to be quite as warm, but I still expect lows to range between 27 and 32 degrees in the vast majority of the region under a moderate inversion of a good 3, maybe even 4 degrees at the time of the coldest temperatures in the coldest areas. We are, though, on the are looking at a situation, though, where much colder weather is possible as we get into the latter part of the week. There's going to be a minor weather disturbance that drops down into the Great Basin during the day tomorrow, pulling some cooler and drier air into the Great Basin. Some of this looks like it is going to seep over the Sierra on Sunday, or Wednesday afternoon, and then a real dry air mass will be over the region for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And this dry air is really going to allow for the potential, depending on whether we see low clouds developing or maybe some patchy fog, but that doesn't look like it's that strong of a threat. But we do have definitely a potential of lows area-wide in the 20s and maybe even as low as low and mid-20s if the conditions develop just properly. Now, it looks like this minor disturbance is going to drop into the Great Basin, form into an area of closed low over northern Nevada, and then shift back to the west and south into the valley. Now, it's going to have no real moisture associated with, so it may not even bring any cloud cover to the area, but it definitely is going to keep the core of the coldest air over the region and allow for that potential of strong overnight frost in all areas. So again, tonight, lows 27 to 32 degrees under a moderate inversion, and the situation is such that we're going to continue to have to watch for a strong potential of frost through the rest of this week and into the weekend, with the next storm delivering increased clouds and showers, possibly Sunday night into Monday. Your next update is scheduled for later this afternoon. Thank you for listening in.